From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting many die in Lebanon bombing. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for two suicide bombings in a Beirut suburb Thursday. They killed at least 37 people and wounded about 200. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, recaptured some areas around the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar from the Islamic State group. Kurdish officials said their forces were in control of villages on either side of the town and had taken control of a key road on a major supply route between Mosul and the IS capital of Raqqa, Syria. Here is U.S. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook.
This is another example of the pressure being applied to ISIL across multiple fronts. The Peshmerga forces, with the support of the Coalition Air Campaign and coalition advisors, are attempting to sever ISIL's primary line of communication between Raqqa and Mosul.
Peter Cook, at a summit in Malta, the European Union agreed on a nearly $2 billion aid package aimed at tackling the root cause of migration. Henry Ridgewell reports.
European leaders were joined by 13 African heads of state. The European Union agreed on a $1.9 billion fund aimed at addressing what it called the root causes of migration. The money is aimed at creating jobs, improving healthcare, and conflict prevention. The plan received a mixed response from many African leaders. European leaders presented a 17-page action plan to tackle the crisis. In addition to the fund, Europe will attempt to sign individual migration agreements with African countries in return for development aid. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Israel is asking the United States to boost the amount of money it gets every year for military aid. It's requesting as much as $5 billion. This is VOA News.